Jeremiah part 4. God's word comes to Jeremiah again, and God shows him a picture, a kind of vision, a visual aid of what's going to happen very soon to God's people. Jeremiah sees a pot, a boiling pot with stuff in it. It's coming from the north. And the Lord says to him that there's going to be disaster coming from the north. This disaster will pour over everybody in the land and will affect everybody who lives in the land where God's people are. God is summoning up the peoples in the northern kingdoms, and he is going to declare war. God says their kings will come and they will set up their thrones in the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem. So everything will be overrun, and the authority of these foreign kings will be in the very gates of Jerusalem, which carries shame with it. These kings will come against her, all the surrounding walls, and all the towns of Judah. God is going to pour his judgments on his people, because they have forsaken his ways and forsaken him and do not love him. They give their love, they give their attention to false gods and the things that they have made themselves, which is absolute folly. God says to Jeremiah, get yourself ready. Never mind the people who are going to face this. You've got to be ready, Jeremiah. I want you to stand up and say to them whatever I command you. You're to be my mouthpiece, says God. God says, you're not to be terrified of them, or I will make you terrified of them. God says, I've made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and all the people. So Jeremiah is going to stand alone as a voice of warning against the people. No one will be able to touch Jeremiah. He will be an iron pillar and a bronze wall. He'll be strong against the enemies. God says the people will fight against you, but they won't be able to do anything to you because I am with you. And I will keep you, Jeremiah, and I will rescue you from all harm. So Jeremiah, you trust in me, says the Lord.